This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Calls mounted Tuesday for the release of Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok the day after a coup led by the country's top general, who insists the premier is in good health. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanded Hamdok, quote, be released immediately as the Security Council held an emergency meeting on Sudan, adding to a chorus of condemnation of a power grab that has seen the U.S. suspend aid and the EU threaten to do so. The coup comes just over 2 years into a delicate power-sharing arrangement between the military and civilians after the army's ouster amid enormous street protests in April 2019 of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Angry citizens stood their ground on barricaded streets where tires burned, chanting, quote, no to military rule, the day after four people were reportedly shot dead by security forces. A senior U.S. envoy has expressed, quote, grave concern that Russian mercenaries may be deployed to Mali and undermine international efforts to defeat violent extremism in West Africa, according to a U.S. statement released Tuesday. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke after visiting Mali and then Niger as part of a U.N. delegation in the last few days. The delegation visited Mali on Saturday and Sunday to press the military-led interim government to restore democracy following two coups in 9 months. The Wagner Group, with which Moscow denies any link, provides maintenance service, military equipment, and training in the countries where they are deployed. But France and other critics accused the group of benefiting from their resources.